Minnesota Reads this morning here on KUMD. Our book is, it's absolutely charming. It's called Allie's Adventure on the Wonder, and it's a novella by UMD graduate Erica Adams. She joins us on the phone this morning to talk to us about it a little bit more. Hey, Erica, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So you've got kind of an interesting take on this story. It's this cool little wonderland that our heroine lives in, but she has auditory processing disorder. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's a kind of auditory condition that affects the way the brain takes in information. It's actually more neurological, really. It's still not that well understood. It's a sort of an umbrella term for, you know, other disorders, you know, that are kind of similar.
Is this something that you studied when you were a student here at UMD? Where did the idea of taking this particular condition and putting it together with a story come from?
I've actually had to live with it pretty much my whole life. I was diagnosed at about 16 months. I went through a lot of, you know, testing and speech therapy throughout my life. And later on, when I started studying Alice in Wonderland, the similarities, you know, between, you know, some of the, you know, faulty logic that I sometimes have, and, you know, some of the poor decisions that Alice makes in the original story, just I saw some similarities in there, so it just really seemed to fit, and that's where how the story came to be.
Well, it's clever and absolutely wonderful. Without giving away too much about the book, can you talk about some of those similarities?
Like for instance, if you're familiar with the original story, one of the first scenes when Alice shrinks herself, but she realizes she forgot the key, and then she sees the eat me cake. She starts thinking, you know, I'll eat it. You know, if it makes me, you know, shrink more, I can go into the door. If it makes me grow, I can reach the key. But what she doesn't realize is, you know, if she grows again, you know, she can reach the key, but she can't get through the door again. So, you know, sometimes she doesn't, you know, think things all the way through. And I've done things like that. I may think of some of the smaller details, but not quite the big picture, or vice versa. Something to that effect.
How did writing this book and kind of drawing those similarities together, but also needing to explain what was going on in a way that other people understood, how did that, or did that, kind of help you come to grips with some of the challenges of this condition?
It's a tough question. Can you explain that one more time?
I just wondered if having to kind of explain the way you see the world to other people, did it make it easier for you a little bit? Did it make it easier for them? Did you find family and friends that went, oh, okay, I have a better idea now?
I think maybe for, you know, other people who don't know me, I think it might make it a little easier for them. And, you know, it was also, you know, much more pleasurable for me personally. I feel like I got a lot out of writing this story, just on a personal level. It just gave me some inspiration. You know, I've always loved to write, and it just provided me with some, you know, really good material to use. And I've always been a fan of the Alice stories, just because of how fun they are. So I guess just on a personal level, I got a lot out of it. I just felt like, all the stuff I went through with my disorder, you know, actually proved, you know, a good thing to some degree.
Do you have another book in the works, or do you have plans to write more?
I do. There's some stories I've written throughout my college years, and I'm working on polishing them and making a few anthologies, as well as some children's picture books, if all goes well.
That sounds wonderful. Erica, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us about your book. It really is a charming novella. Thanks again for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Erica Adams is the author of Allie's Adventure on the Wonder, a novella. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.